So you do have the ability to succeed. The challenge with network marketing is you don't see a profit in most cases for at least months. It's usually slow in the beginning, and most people don't even see results for the first few months, and therefore they quit too soon. If you were to start a restaurant, though, you wouldn't be concerned with that. If you were to start a restaurant, you have your grand opening. You get your three waitresses there, you get your cooks, your sous chefs, you get your maitre d', grand opening, and no customers show up on day one. That, by the way, is very common. You start a restaurant, and day one, not one customer comes in. And day two, and day three. I've talked to restaurateurs, their first week in business, not one customer came in. But they don't quit. They understand that's the business. It takes a while to develop a clientele. They understand that. But you join a network marketing organization to try to build a gin affiliate program and wonder why in the first month you're not rich and you quit. You see, that's dumb mentality. You have to understand that you're in a legitimate business and it takes time. So here's the first exercise. So you take out your piece of paper, and I would ideally take a clean sheet of paper, and at the top of the paper, I would write industry. Clean sheet of paper, at the top of the paper, write industry. And what I want you to do is I want you to write down just a few quick notes to yourself of, if I were to ask you, why do you think the industry works? Why do you think? If you tell me, yes, this is a good industry, people make money in the industry works, why? Give me the evidence. Tell me some things. So I need you to have some specific things that you can jump at and go, yeah, this is why I believe it is a good industry. This is why I believe that the industry works. This is why I believe people can make money in the industry. So write a few things down of why you think the industry works. Okay, stop. Now, what I want you to do is we're going to do another little exercise. I want everyone to stand up. Put your papers down when you stand up. Everyone needs to stand up. Put your papers down. Stand up. How many people here know the Callahan techniques? Okay, good. If you don't know what it is, you need to listen to the Success Mastery course, because you would. Okay, here's what we're going to do. You probably have some blockage on this belief, consciously or subconsciously. Number one, you can go to a Dr. Mortar best practitioner and have him clear those blockages. That's number one. But that's number one. Number two, you can use the Callahan technique to clear it this way. And I recommend you do both. So let me give you the instruction first, and then we'll do it together. The instruction is, I'm going to say this out loud, and you're going to repeat it. I'm going to say, I believe the industry works. And then you're going to repeat that, and then we're going to tap. We're going to tap. You're just going to follow me. Let me show you first. First, we're going to tap on top of the head. Just watch me first. Then we're going to tap on the inside eyebrow, then on the outside of the edge of the eye, then under the eye, then under the nose, and under the chin here, right in the middle of the chin, then on the collarbone, then under the armpit, then we're going to tap on the side of the hand, then we're going to tap on the thumb, we're going to tap on the fingers, we're going to go through all the fingers, and then we're going to tap right here, okay? And so we're going to tap a few times, and just watch me and just tap along with me. You're going to repeat the phrase first, And this is going to help clear some of the energetic blockages on this belief. Okay, so repeat after me. Repeat after me first. Let me say the whole phrase, then repeat. I believe the industry works.
I believe the industry works.
Now tap with me. Eyebrow. Out of arm. Side of hand, okay, thumb, fingers, middle, ring finger, little finger, side of hand again. Okay, have a seat. Okay, so now you know how to do that. That's clearing any blocks on that particular belief. All right, the next belief is the leadership belief.